Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Slowly getting back to normal programming, because I'm sure many of you who are watching the inauguration, we've been on this marathon, on this political marathon, and I know for some it can be exhausting, and I promise you Caesar will pick up on some of it even tomorrow as well. So we are not abandoning it completely, but we're slowly getting back to our normal programming. And what do we do on a Wednesday? We speak to Ntabiseng Dubazana, who's in studio with us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, good to be back, good to have you back too.
Back to our problems. Back to our ordinary problems, ne?
Yes.
Okay, so we have spoken quite a bit about customary marriages.
Yes.
And we clarified a few things. We were all horrified by a few things. We'll recap just now. But there's some development, and there's a case that you've come across.
Yes.
That I think is going to put another spanner in the works.
Correct.
Folks, it's not the only thing we can discuss with Ntabiseng. As you know, you can also call in with any of your legal problems. She's here to help. You know, just name it and she'll be able to assist. If you can't, then we will extend it and take it offline. 086-00-00959. You can also send a voice note on 063-688-0959. Any legal advice, Ntabiseng Dubazana is here. So, let's recap. The customary law that we discussed the last time, Pimelo meets Sello or Sipo or Benjamin or whoever.
Mm.
And Benjamin decides to ask for my hand in marriage. Let's say Benjamin, not Benjamin Asho, maybe. Who knows? And Benjamin sends a letter, like sometimes we do. Well, that's how it was done. Sends a letter to my family to say, I would like a hand in her marriage. The meeting happens.
Uh-huh.
The letter is presented. People gather.
Yes.
And then the people that are sent by Benjamin leave 100 rand. Ne? The 100 rand stating that I and my family have agreed to take this proposal by Benjamin. They leave 100 rand. We write a little note on a little booklet.
Mm.
Exercise buku.
Mm.
That, according to what you've told us, is right there, customary marriage.
Correct, so.
Sealed and dusted and done.
Correct.
Even if Benjamin had come with 50 rand.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Legally, it means that me and Benjamin are sealing 50 rand.
Mm.
Ne? Now, share everything. That's what it means.
Yes.
The difference would be, if before Benjamin sent his people with his 50 rand, he said to me, let's go to the lawyers, draft an agreement, and in this agreement, declare who takes what. Ne?
Yeah.
Then before he sends his people, we have signed this arrangement document.
Yes. Yeah.
Then the law takes that into account.
Correct.
If we did not go to the lawyers first to draft a document that stipulates where and whose estate sits where, it's automatically deemed yours together.
Correctly.
Okay. And we all had a heart attack at that point. And we all realized that people mustn't try to get romantic when they don't understand what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you are one of those people who went and sent people and you didn't draft anything, what you know now is that what belongs to you belongs to her.
Yeah.
You would have to do something different if you want to unbundle that. Or
correct.
Can you?
You can.
That's the question.
You can.
Okay.
You can do that. And also, I think what we didn't touch on in the past is that the reason people think that customary marriages are not recognized, period, by the law, is that before the constitutional era, under the Black Administration Act, which is now repealed, it was deemed that if black couples are married under customary law, it is not a marriage.
Yes, it was not recognized. Or, and I think until recently, even the Muslims
were not recognized. Yes. So it was a situation where in only when wapara musumso and it was deemed that is the case.
Mm.
Unfortunately, even after that was repealed and done with. There is a case that was also cited in this particular case that we're going to deal with, wherein the court said, no man, civil union trumps customary marriage even after this that happened. And it was done in the High Court as well. So I would understand the confusion that people are facing.
Got you. So there is a case that you've had a look at.
Yes.
Tell me about this case.
So in this case, we actually talked about something similar a few weeks ago, which actually came across my table before this decision came.
Yeah.
Exactly the same situation.
So there has been a decision on this.
There has been a decision. Okay. But it's not my case.
Yes. Yeah. But what's the story, the backstory?
The backstory is that Ntabi Singh meets Sipho. They get married customarily, and they live together for plus minus 6 years.
Live together.
Yes. So
in their minds, what did they think was happening? They were married? Do they think they were married?
Well, according to what the lawyers for Sipho in this matter are arguing, is that no, we were still saving up to do the civil marriage. So they were engaged.
In his mind, the Lobola thing was an engagement.
Correct.
In his mind.
Yes.
And in his mind, an engagement is something that is not yet completed.
Yes.
We have not finalized our personal arrangements legally.
Correct. So
that's what he thinks.
That's what he argued, actually.
Does the woman feel that was what she understood it to be?
She said no in her argument.
Okay.
But here's the spanner in the works. As time went on, they saved up for quote-unquote the civil union. In this situation, Sipho is older than Ntabi Singh, has more assets than Ntabi Singh, and all of that. So he brought a lot into the marriage. Then when the civil union happened, then Sipho's like, okay, we're going to have an antenuptial contract, which is the agreement you were speaking of that needs to be done before.
Sipho then brought the ANC.
Yes.
And Madam thought,
okay, but
do I have a choice?
Yeah, because I'm actually in this situation at a weaker stance compared to Sipho. If I say no, maybe I may not get what I need to get as a wife. So she signed. Fast forward to this matter was actually put in court in 2022. It was only decided now in 2024, 10th of June. So now they're breaking up, they're divorcing, and Sipho whips out the ANC and says, okay, well, here's the situation. You're married out of community of property with no option of accrual, so we will work according to this document. And then Ntabi Singh came and said, but hang on, yes, I understand there's an ANC. What I'm saying is that this ANC is null and void because we were married customarily prior to this thing being argued, presented into the relationship. Now, Sipho takes it to court. Ntabi Singh is challenging it, and then there's an amicus curiae that was also in this saying, also arguing on behalf of Sipho, more or less. And the stance is that, yes, the ANC and
Trumps
the customary marriage.
Is it because, let me ask you this, is the chronological order the issue? In other words, does it trump it because it came after the fact? In other words, the two then sat down and made a decision to then adjust it, or the order of importance, is it because of the timing, the chronological order, or is it because of the order of importance according to the state's law?
So the amicus curiae is arguing what you just said first, that they agreed that the marriage will now fall under the ambit of the antenuptial contract.
Yes, in other words, we sit and fat and sit, and after a while we decide, you know, actually what we think is good for us is this arrangement, because maybe we've been fighting and sitting and we've been changing our mind about what this means.
Yeah.
She says, no, that's not it.
That's not it. We are married.
She says, we were just signing because I felt bullied.
Correct.
So the state, how does the state then view this?
So Section 10, so the Sipho was relying on Section 10 of the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, right? The act basically states that spouses in monogamous customary marriages, or important word is monogamous, marriages are legally entitled to enter into a civil marriage with each other if none of them is married to another person in terms of customary law. That's the gist of Section 10, Subsection 1. Right?
Okay. They're entitled to go into the civil marriage.
Into a customary marriage.
Okay.
If none of them is married to anybody else.
Okay.
Ne? So which is what they did. And then the same section also says that you have Section 8. Yeah, I think Section 10 sub 2 says that you can change your marriage regime. Mm. So this is now where the
we
trick
is. We
can
adjust if we feel like we want to adjust.
Yes. But now here's the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we've spoken about if you entered in this particular marriage regime and you want to change it, you need to make an application in the High Court.
And now it's first.
Yes.
So you first have to get divorced in a way. I'll use these words.
Yeah, in a way.
What's the right term?
The right term is just we're just changing the marriage regime.
Okay, so let me ask you in a very, very layman's terms. Mm. When you marry customarily, the first time, and you then marry civilly, as in what we would call the second leg.
Yes.
I'm starting to wonder whether the second leg is almost like another marriage. Because if you want to change a regime, you've got to go back and undo the first one.
So, in the example that you just gave, that second marriage, if you've already married customarily, is none and void.
That's my point. So, if you are marrying, I'd say, the white wedding way, civil, you would, it's like a second, it's a new marriage. It's like a new marriage.
Yes.
It's not you adding, guys. It's not, you know how we black people do it.
Mm.
You think you are just doing one
part
thing.
Part one and part then part two.
No, hustle one part two. Ki number two, separate independent marriage.
Correct.
So in other words, basari baba you two, even though it's one person.
Yeah.
If you do not dissolve the one, you carry the burden of the one. And you may find yourself that number two doesn't apply because you did not deal with number one properly.
Correct.
So how do we deal with number one before you go and get smart and think that if you go and sign, it changes number one?
Okay. So if you want to, let's say you want to end the relationship, no changing of marriage regime or whatever. Section 8 of the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act says the only way to dissolve a marriage that is conducted under the Customary Marriages Act is by divorce. The same divorce procedure that you will follow in a civil suit, that's the only way to dissolve a marriage under customary rights.
Okay. So, Mudiberi here in studio has come to my family, wants to marry me.
Yeah.
Ne? He has taken out his 50 rand.
Mm.
We agreed. We all had a happy meal. Ne? Maybe he's coming back, maybe he's not coming back with the rest. Who knows? But the 50 rand is binding. Ne? According to the state and the law, that 50 rand means we are married. End of story. And we don't have to tell the state anything. The state assumes we're married in community of property.
Correct. So,
if me and Mudibedi decide, no, I don't quite like this because one of us is getting richer. And I want now, because we have been saving and we're going to now get the big wedding at some point, and the fancy, fancy big wedding will also have the priest, and the priest will submit to the state, which will then make it civil. In the interim, while we do this, and in the interim, one of us has gotten richer. We then have one of us, the rich one, has decided to have a bright idea and says, you know, I've heard people talk about this and this ANC, this thing called ANC. And this ANC, darling, means that, like, you know, we can just, let's just talk about who owns what and what we want to do. And we agree.
Yeah.
That agreement means nothing. We would have to go back and get divorced for the first agreement we had.
More or less. So what you do is make an application to the High Court and say, listen, High Court, we got married under
customary law,
which means we're married in community of property.
Yes.
So we don't want to really get a divorce, but we want to change our marriage regime to be out of community of property.
Yes.
And then we decide whether or not it's going to be with the option of accrual.
Yes.
Right? So you make that application to the High Court, and then you need to notify your creditors. Because just because you're getting money,
it's a whole process.
It's a whole process. So the creditors can say yay or nay.
My word. Because if between me and Mudibedi, in the 6 years, we were married customarily, and we were getting clever and we were growing up and we did things and we were accruing debt, even if we thought we were doing it individually, by law, the debt belongs to the two of us.
Correct.
So he has gone and bought himself a Porsche. Actually, it's mine.
Yes.
And
even the debt attached to the Porsche is your debt.
It's mine.
Yes.
So when we go into the civil marriage, we need to first deal with the Porsche. That he's driving, he thinks is his.
Yes.
It's now ours.
Yes.
Even the problems that come with the Porsche are mine.
Yes.
So before we get the civil marriage, the court needs to decide, what are we going to do with the Porsche debt?
Are the creditors okay with you guys changing a marriage regime where now Mudibedi is stuck with the debt of Porsche alone without your contribution?
Or maybe Mudibedi umisted installments too.
Exactly. Now they want to go after him.
Now it's my problem.
And because they know you know it's your problem.
It's now my problem. And then some papel. Okay. So what has to be resolved here before we even get to the point where the, as you're saying, the creditors now are going to say, well, we're not sure that these two people are able to separate their own debts.
Yeah, to separate. Because if I can't get my money or Porsche from debate, I have to go after you because we are, or the two shall become one. So that's where in, because if Mudibedi has skipped two payments, you can pay the two payments so that we can continue. But if the creditors...
What then? So the creditors, first of all, have to look and sit down and deal with this as a
business, sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Now it's not about love. It's not about love. Creditors.
Correct. And if the creditors are like, no, you know what? Based on the way things have been going, Mudibedi has been doing the right things, I think we are fine. Then the marriage regime is changed and life goes on.
Except... Mudibedi has to now accept that the Porsche belongs to us too.
No, I get it. When you are married customarily, the Porsche belongs to you too.
Okay, hang
when
on.
You make, yeah.
Okay, right there. I now discover that the Porsche belongs to us too. Before we change the regime, I can insist that he splits it. We split this Porsche thing and the responsibilities, or sell it before we change the regime. I get it.
Correct.
Literally.
So that when you enter into the new regime, Helena did it.
Guys, lauta. So before, this pretty smarty pants, but smarty pants on some comment.
Yeah.
I can just so much decide. In fact, I'm not moving ahead until everything you have, we dissolve this thing and it comes to me. Half of that thing, what you have, comes to me.
Or at least for immovable property, for example, a house. I care for now, Mudibedi is the only one on that particular property. Even that.
So I can sit and decide, look, we're not moving any further. He must cash in my portion because we must clean this thing up before we go forward. We have been in this marriage. I want what's mine. He wants what's his. That's fine. But we must first clean up this thing.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things you need to consider.
Yeah.
Halikena into marriage. Marriage is not about love. Marriage is not about butterflies in the stomach. It's a business, this thing. It's a contract. So when somebody says, I want to get married to you out of community or property with an ANC or without a cruel at all, so that the risks that are going to be attached to me when I do my stuff are going to be attached to you. If I'm declared insolvent, you're declared insolvent.
Yeah. And that, and I think people don't see that. I don't. Mm. I think people always feel like you are denying me the good times.
Mm.
They don't see what happens when there are bad times.
Yeah.
That you equally will be as responsible for the difficult times as you would be benefiting from the good times.
Correct.
All right. I want to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to take your voice notes, folks. 086-000-0959. You can dial in. I'll be looking at your voice notes as well. I see them coming through. 063-688-0959. Any other legal matter? And Tabi Singh is here. 086-000-0959. The WhatsApp notes can come through on 063-688-0959. We're looking at all legal matters. We've got a voice note that we want to play before we continue. And Tabi Singh, let's take a listen.
Just a quick one about SARS. SARS says I owe them 9,000 rands and it's penalties. I don't know for what. I've been unemployed since 2014 and my penalties kicked in 2017, June 04. To date, it's 9,000 rands. It started off as 200 rands and it's 200 rands every month. I haven't changed my number for 10 years. They couldn't get a hold of me. I don't know how. My number hasn't changed for 10 years. So I just want to know, what do I tell SARS? Because I've been talking to them. I tell them, I'm not going to pay for that money. You haven't notified me. If you notified me when it was 250, I could have probably paid that 250 rands. Now it's 9,000 rands. I can't pay it. Thank you, ladies. Advice on that one.
Baba?
Yeah, no.
I didn't hear his name.
No.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't at
all. Let me tell you now. You keep going like that, you may find yourself unemployed forever.
Yeah.
Because you've got to resolve your SARS matters. You cannot say, nah, I won't, nah, I won't. What you can do is to go to SARS and discuss. They may not be aware that you are unemployed.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Well, now, did he submit?
It may not be your fault, by the way. The employer did not submit the right documentation to rectify the fact and tell SARS that you are now your status is a man who's unemployed and so on. And employers do that all the time. Mm. They do all kinds of crazy things, including with the Department of Labor.
Mm.
People are really dodgy. So it's not your fault, but you must go through the paces and prove your case to SARS. I promise you, they will work nicely with you. They will, if you are honest, bring all the affidavits, bring all the letters of whether it was termination of your contract, whatever the case may be, take it to them. The evidence, if it's collected, they will make sure that they rectify the account. Saying angaspateli,
it will not work.
You're not going to. In fact, you'll find yourself in jail, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That you're going to end up being in custody.
It's not as simple as you saying angaspateli.
Yeah.
You may find yourself in jail. So our advice to you, my brother, take take time to go to SARS offices, sit down with them, explain the story, take a couple of things with you, take the proof of the fact that you stopped working, when you stopped working, all of that. Go to the police station, get an affidavit, take all your documentation, sit down with them. They will sort it out. I don't think anybody wants to steal money from you.
Yeah.
Don't leave it. Don't be stubborn. Work with the system.
And also go and approach your former employer to give you the last IRP
5
that was supposed to be submitted upon your termination. And then that will also help a lot.
And they may not cooperate. If they don't, it's fine. Just tell SARS they're not willing. And this is your story. But this I'm not paying.
Don't do that.
Alright, yeah. Anonymous is in Pretoria. Good evening and welcome, Anonymous.
How are you, ladies?
Good, welcome.
Good, thank you, I can't complain much. So I'm going to try to be short. Okay, so we did the traditional ceremony. But I was young at the time and I didn't understand how these things work. Right, bring it forward, bought a house under my name, okay? And I did ask him, let's go sign together. And he said, no, you've got it covered, it's okay. But being dumb and being young and being enough. So 5 years into it, he then cheated at work. Okay? Then I was like, no, this can't happen. We have to go our separate ways because they had a child during that affair, okay? So now, when I filed for divorce, I first had a meeting with him, and I said, do you want anything? So if anything, I can give you your lobola money back, you know, because you understand the fact that I'm still in debt. And I'm still owning the car and I'm still owning the house. Official, I'll take that to be their responsibility. But then if you don't want anything, I'll continue, then I'll pay you out, buy you out. He said he didn't want anything. So I thought it was just going to be settled out of court type situation. So now he is claiming for the house. And the house is worth 1.8, but then it's still being paid up. So meaning that, yeah, it's still financed. So I still have 10 more years to pay for it. Okay, so there's nothing of it. Even from the access point, there's nothing of it. And I recently upgraded my car because he wanted 10,000 rand spousal maintenance. Then I upgraded my car. I'm like, no way, because I don't have a car. I might as well just go and get a car. So he couldn't get access bonds. We can't sell the house. And here we are with the car. I can't give him 10,000 rand. But my issue is now. So my pension fund is sitting at 400K. So when he got fired from his job, they paid him out 1.8 million. And I didn't even receive a cent of it. So now he got a lawyer at a public state attorney. So, and the guys were like, we can't work with this person. He's unreasonable. He doesn't show up for court. We did motion to compel. Even with the compelling notice, he didn't come through. What do I do at this point in time to actually make sure he comes through? Because he's just a ghost.
Anonymous. Why would not stress it? Tell the court the guy's not showing up. The court will make a decision without him.
Are you represented?
Really?
Yes. No. There are many people like him. The court knows people like him. The court will do it without him.
Do you know what he does? He's got friends that work at the court, and the sister works for NPA. So every time I try to file for something, he will show up on that day and say, no, postpone it because we're not ready for the matter. He does that all the time. He's been doing it for the last 3 years.
Oh, he's been showing up for the postponements.
Yes.
Oh, but yes, he has been showing up.
Are you represented, Mama?
No,
you must find a lawyer
because the problem is that when he's doing what he's doing, he is giving himself time to do whatever and also wasting yours at the same breath, right? So there are certain rules in is it the matter in the High Court or in the Match Court?
It is in the High Court. Look, I used to be represented, but my lawyers just gave in because you pay for consultation. Then when the day comes through, he said he's not prepared. He wants an extension.
Let me tell you, Anna. Let me tell you. Part of it is exactly that. He wants to annoy you and milk you dry.
Mm.
It's not because... No, it's part of the plan to exhaust you to death and to make you pay and to make you sit where you are right now. Let's talk about his pension. That's 1.8. Mm-hmm. Were you guys still married?
Yeah. No. So when he left the house, so technically we're still married because I hadn't filed for divorces.
You are still married because you haven't been divorced.
Yes, correct.
Get leva, yo.
Get leva, so anyway, wasn't ready.
Get leva.
But is there when he moved out? Then he got his monies after Atamai.
Yes, of course.
So I didn't even get anything. Mm. So now I think he squandered all his money. Mm. He wants to claim my pension money. And I did have representatives before. It's like they give up. It's like this guy, Bazamulelo Wali, the guys from King Yonah's
legal aid. You know what?
Let's tell you something,
unfortunate. From the look of things, you do owe him money. From the look of things, you're going to have to pay him. You're going to have to pay him out. You said you had signed. You didn't sign an ANC. You were married in commercial property.
Customarily,
no,
right?
No. It was customary marriage.
Yeah, so it's minute. So here's the thing.
Question.
Sorry. So what happens when he got the 1.8? I didn't get anything of the 1.8.
I agree, you're still married.
I don't know if you still have it. Yeah. Because we're still married, right? Technically, we are still married. So he squandered his 1.8 from what I hear. Do I not have rights to counterclaim for that?
You do. So
To write it off?
No. What I want to know is, in your summons, who initiated divorce, you or him?
I did.
In your summons, did you make mention of this 1.8?
So I heard it from somebody who used to work there that he got paid. So I don't have records of it.
No. Did you say you suspect Ukraine?
No.
He didn't say anything.
Then you can't fight for it. This is the thing about the law, right? Mm. You need to plead every single thing. You can't introduce something new when the matter is in between. However, having said that, because your matter is opposed, it was supposed to go for trial. This guy is not appearing and all of those things. Your attorneys were supposed to make an application to the court to say that the defendant is not willing to play ball and come to court appearances, and then make an application to the court to say that, seeing as the matter is opposed and this person keeps dilly-dallying and is not working hand-in-hand with his own attorneys, who've probably confirmed on record to date that he is not working hand-in-hand, make an application to the court to have this matter heard as an ex parte application, even though it is currently defended.
Okay.
And let the court decide whether it will go that way.
Oswaka, don't go back to the old lawyers. They're playing games. Because
it was like three different lawyers.
Yes,
How many times am I going to pay for this?
Because Ntabiseng knows her people also like the fight.
Yeah.
Because the longer the fight goes on for, the more they get paid.
Mm.
So you want a lawyer that's ethical. So forget about those people, but you do need a lawyer. Because Brother Man also knows that he's going to milk you dry. And you know these things, ne? Askisman, Aish, Askis. You know, part of it. It's very painful. It's very painful. Some of it you're just going to ask. I'm really sorry about this because it's so unfair. It's
The downside.
I've been paying for the bonds for the past 10 years, and he hasn't contributed.
We know,
but he went and squandered his own 1.8 billion.
It's like that.
Obviously, when I initiated the summons, we had sat down and we agreed that we're going to settle our court. First day when we went to the uncontested letters, then I received a mole. I don't know. I've got a lawyer. He was a contester. Whilst we're there, do you see the type of person that he is?
Yeah, Mara, I get it. Ki divorce in Tina Pela, Hasilinyalo.
You know,
let's remember people get divorced because they are here.
Yeah.
You know. It's never nice. So I'm so sorry. Bona, maybe you must see Ntabiseng offline.
I will
take down the number.
Yeah.
I will need to reach out to her because this needs to be sorted.
No,
thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. We've got another anonymous calling.
Okay.
Hello, anonymous.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, anonymous? Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome, my brother. Go ahead.
To follow the logic and the lead explainer, to entitled to your access. Yes, and the same WhatsApp, how can I say? So when you try to be part of the baby, she doesn't want you to be part of the baby.
Mm.
Just reject you all the time.
Yeah.
So in the girl, how una left guy entitled to your things. One day, I'm not entitled to your assets, like what you pension.
Yes.
So you know, you may have missed this conversation before, ne? So from Ntabiseng's lessons is that the issue yangwana is a separate court, ne? In a separate process. The issue ya, let's call it divorce in this instance, is also a separate court. And she ana right. She has no right. The law, when you must just go through the right processes. She has no right to deny you mwana, whatever the circumstances of your disagreement. Ana right.
No,
that's what I'm saying. There are two separate things. It's according to the law. sits on the one side. Even how the visitation rights and everything are decided, it's a separate court. Tabayaga di assets, it's a separate court. Hadi kopani. You understand? According to the law. That na I use the assets in exchange for one, it doesn't mean that the law sees it that way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, so when I turn to Hotel Lemulao, Scoutor and a ring, even if Ublela, hey, Asseti, Kaika, and Wana, and Kasufi access, it's not, she can't decide that. It's not her prerogative. Akaswara, actually, she can go to jail.
Yeah. And I have a good, really, Huntley. You are saying that Olamunteza Mahadi, and then you parted ways, she met somebody else. While after you guys had a child within the marriage, a customer, am I correct?
Yeah, we went that
route to Estrade, Yamla. Okay. Yeah, okay. And then after Leta Huma Fezile, that's what you're saying as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now you want to know, Horena, apart from Tabaya access Yangwana, yes, you need to go to the children's court with an application, pneumonia, yeah, access, ne, because Udina, right, dear, how. So when you also want to know, Horena, when it comes to the assets, can she come back and claim stuff and all of that from you, even though she's with somebody else? Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, because
yes.
It is not.
I
cancel that thing.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so here's the thing. You don't cancel customary contract. You divorce. You have to go through the process. Yeah, divorce. Just because you customary or anything of the sort, it doesn't mean in any shortcut or anything. Okay, someone's like in a court, ebe a court order, ebe a proper divorce. Other than that, you are entitled to her assets. She's entitled to your assets. Whatever marriage that either one of you enters into from today going forward is null and void.
So, Kiko Pao Wota, I would.
Yeah, there was a lot of anger. She did not want me to do anything with Lenwana. That thing, you don't worry. I will take care of the baby.
Okay. So, where are you now? Is that resolved?
No, that thing is there. So, last year, we ended up resolving.
Oh.
Because of this thing, I love bonus sometimes, but I love to claim a jelly. I have claimed your pension, half of your money.
I get it.
Yeah, that's why the work of
I can tell you now. 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, you'll be back here. Because onale right ya hor ailo tlima, even if it's 10 years from now. I'm telling you. So when tamo divorce, you need to inform the state or Nale moto o, we are no longer a thing. Customarily referred, you must do it because mola o tlo modumela gore a khutle a totlema. Tsamo kwala pompo papa, tsamo kwala pompo.
And in the event o tloka hala ho sane ka po yena
o tlotlema, o tlotlema. Wa utlisisa. So o ska na botswa, tsamaya o ilo feleletsa taba and shut the door so that Uska complete, wabo. And while you edit, we go family court katabangwana, so that tabayalo na lungwana libenali the rights that are properly allocated by the court, properly mandated by the court.
Correct, yeah.
So that liskalwana. And how well is a matai tai? Bamu tswara papa.
I got you.
Okay. Sharp. That. Let's take a quick break, ne? And then when we come back, we'll be more back with more of your calls as well as your voice notes, 063-688-0959.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's 15 minutes to 10 o'clock and Tavi Singh Tavazana is here. You know, Tavi Singh, and we're discussing legal matters, by the way. Call in with your legal problems. You can remain anonymous, no problem, 086-00-00959, or you can send us a voice note on 063-688-0959. So, you know, the thing about separations and divorces, everybody feels like the other person is the devil.
Yes.
And you know, everybody
hates
with a passion the other side.
Yeah.
And they feel like that person represents all men or all women. So once you're on the opposite side, suddenly the other species, ne?
Is the wrong one.
Is the devil incarnate.
Yeah.
Whichever side you sit on.
Yeah.
And you can hear, people are so angry.
Mm.
But the guys, the reason people get divorced is precisely because they're not getting along anymore.
Anyway, yeah.
Like, it's obvious. Generally, people don't play nice with each other because it's a divorce, folks. Mm. Eish. Let's take a voice note. All right. I think we'll get to the voice note in a short while. And Tavi Singh, you wanted to read a piece of
the judgment.
Yes.
Yeah. So the matter that we're discussing, and Tavi Singh, did I say Sipo? As the guy who's there. The judge in this matter, Ntatere Murumuakgai, says, the plight of women in marriages as captured by the Constitutional Court in a particular case which he cites at 2024, he says, it cannot be denied that black married women have been marginalized in South Africa and are deserving of legislative and judicial protection. Black women who are party to monogamous customary marriages are registered, are prejudiced by Section 10(2), which is the one that says that you can
trumps the customary.
Yes. This provision allows for their matrimonial property regime established by their customary marriage to also be changed when their marriage is changed from customary to civil without judicial oversight, which means the court application we were discussing earlier. And then it says, the differentiation does not bear any rational connection to any legitimate governmental purpose.
Askies.
Yeah.
I have, let me look at this now. This is a WhatsApp note.
Okay.
It says, if you have a child with somebody, but you did not pay, he's calling it damages. I think we'll deal with that, the word damages there.
Mm.
Legally, do you still have full access to the child? I think yes.
Correct. So
I think yes.
Yes. So Section 19 of the Children's Act gives what we call, no, Section 21, gives unmarried fathers rights over the child as long as you are the one who acknowledges and recognizes that that child is yours. You just go straight to the court, children's court, make an application. Well, you fill in what we call a Form 2 application for access, and that's that. You have access to your child.
Again, we're back to the issues of your own relations not necessarily affecting the rights of the child.
Correct.
So what your relations are and monies relating to the two of you do not affect the rights of the child to have access to both parents.
Correct. So the court will not look at the fact that damages, quote unquote, was paid. The fact that you are acknowledging that this child is yours is sufficient. It does say, however, in Section 20, yeah, I think it's Section 20, it does say that it can be recognized, not it will be or it should be, the word is can, it can be recognized that the father did pay some sort of customary right towards the child and that may weigh in his favor. Mm. But it doesn't change the fact that if you didn't pay anything, that you don't have a right to your child. The fact that Mewa Nkhono wa Ngwana is saying hore, you didn't pay anything, is irrelevant. They cannot deprive you anything towards your child. They are not the parent of that child. In fact, they don't have any rights over that child, not even guardianship. It's only you and the mother of that child. So if tomorrow mom, God forbid, dies, you have every right in the world to go and get that child from
the guardian.
From the matrimonial, from the maternal home. because that's your child. The only reason that any court would probably deny, quote unquote, or try and monitor that is if you've never been really part of the child's life. So they have to kind of phase in the relationship so the child can get used to you. But then once all of that is done, that child is yours. You don't have to ask for permission from any paternal or maternal side of the family.
Okay, so I think people confuse customarily people's own customs, because customs in any event differ.
Correct.
So in this instance, that the law now recognizes customary marriage, the issue of damages, I don't think, comes into play at all. It has never been addressed.
Correct. It hasn't been addressed. It hasn't been dealt with in
the law.
Form. Yeah, in the law. Yeah.
So if you have decided, by way of your own acknowledgement of the child, you chose to pay damages, it's neither here nor there, actually.
Yes.
But the issue is that there must be a recognition that this is the child.
Correct.
Who must prove that?
So usually you as the father or as the man in the relationship, you would say
the
I
one
accept.
Who wants the who access wants the,
you just say I acknowledge that I was there in the time period that this child could have been conceived, and I accept that this child is mine, and then it's sufficient according to to the Children's Act.
Okay, let's take another listen to a voice note.
Like, for instance, if you are married in community of property, is it possible for you to draft a divorce settlement and say that you do not want to claim anything from the other party and the other party doesn't want to claim anything from you? And could that be admissible in court?
It's always admissible.
You can be grown-ups, the two of you, and decide, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the beauty about settling your matters and not fighting. Mm. You actually decide how your joint estate, you're choosing to deal with it. When you guys don't agree, that's when it becomes a situation where the court decides to just take an X and divide it in half.
I know a case of a couple who decided to the gentleman's question that exactly to his point, that they are not going to they're going to agree to leave things as they are. And it meant everything.
Mm.
It meant even the visitation rights. So what happened in this case, a very unusual case, what happened in this case is that the children inherited everything.
Mm.
So everything that belonged to the family now belonged to the children. They were still small. In other words, they were under 18, still school-going children and so on. But this is how they did it. The children never had to leave. So what they decided on was consistency for the children.
Mm.
The two adults left the children in the house. How's that? The two adults are the ones that come and visit the house. So the visitation is not two parents outside with children coming and visiting one and visiting the other. No.
Mm.
The people who leave and come with suitcases
Are the parents.
So the house remained exactly as it was. No instability for the children. No change. The car that used to be there for the children to go to school and whatever, everything remained the same. It's the mother and the father who went out with their suitcases and came to visit interchangeably.
That was interesting.
Brilliant, isn't that?
Wow. That is amazing. I'd actually love to read how that settlement came through.
Well, they at the center of everything were the children.
Yeah.
It's not about them.
Yeah.
And so it makes perfect sense.
That was amazing.
Let's take Anonymous from Benoni. Anonymous, good evening and welcome.
Hello, what's
going on?
And then Sasurana Lumtina Mlovola. And then a shop. And then a divorce, no Lumtinum Shati Laftalo. Sasha rising. And then Maji, Nakinda Lovola. Mom, Kunu intend Kunu as Lassa. No carus of Kunu Kimana.
Gassin J.
And gahle gahle she could even hire to your ex-wife law om divorcele athi sisile izinto ezam gahle gahle.
She's coming for everything.
Because that umshado, the second one, was null and void.
Yeah.
And then losses to
law divorce put
one. Yeah, and losses to the third one umlobelile ne. We don't recognize her in the law. She doesn't exist. So qala your divorce
la kaya. Divorce la baba
you two. First one.
Law number 1.
Yeah, have your divorce.
Manje phela ufanye angeke singathenga mhlambi manje ukuthi mhlamba ngapi.
No, angithi manje I think you can umdivorce bazomserve njengamaphepha. If honest, I mean ufunani.
You know most times.
Uzofuna.
Ma
kola ngezinto ngamabhizinisi uzofuna.
Eh baba.
Hayi ake ngiyabonga.
No, lalela putwam. Lalela. Yabona siyahleka manje ne ene wena. Ucabanga ukuthi wena ungayibalekela lento thi ngikutshela. Mhlazana ushona wena. Uzobashiya uzoshiya abantwana nenkinga actually. Yeah, understand?
Yeah.
Lungisa putwam.
Please
lungisa ungasishini inkinga
zakho. I wonder lencwadi amalobola sibanayo eyintobhala kanjani.
Lalela lungisa uzosishiya nenkinga wena uzosishiya nenkinga
yonke siya
hamba uyolungisa bhuti wami.
Hey, all right, finya bo.
So the thing is, the first wife actually has rights to everything.
That's why Kira, she can actually go to the second wife and say, "Sis, bring back those things. They're not yours."
And here's the thing. You may find that this gentleman acquired these things after.
Yeah.
The business is after.
After
Lobola. They now belong to her.
Yes.
Eish.
Yeah.
So... And then he's like, give people your details.
So you can send us an email at info@dubazanaattorneys.co.za or you can call our landline on 087-265-8010. Alternatively, send us a WhatsApp on 079-654-7523. We are located in Randburg on 272 Oak Avenue on the ground floor, G9.
And for that guy who called earlier in relation to his issue with SARS, ne?
Yeah.
He can somehow come by you because it's close by. SARS and you are a walk away.
Yeah.
So he can do the two trips on the same day.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 8.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.